great. Do you, so, and I'm curious about the amount of space that you have in the boxes to grow. Are you, you're really trying to encourage upward growth? So with your tomatoes that want to sprawl, they're the indeterminate ones, and they, you're either pruning them or you need to grow them up a trellis.
We do trellis. Okay. Yeah. Most of our, so if it's an indeterminate vining tomato, it's on a trellis for sure. Cool. Yeah. And then we can space them 2 feet apart and still, if you have a 7 foot trellis, then you still have plenty of sun room. And with that, like you were saying, vertical. Yeah. I mean, you can really grow a lot more in a smaller space, which I think is appealing to a lot more people. You know, if you put in a small bed, you can still get a production that you would in a larger, you know, area. Yeah. And if you don't have a lot of space to dedicate it or to dedicate to food growing, then that works out really well. Do grow some determinate ones, like bush style, and then kind of work those into the design too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I have a hard time getting around the planter. Like, I would rather just till my lawn up and directly put it into the soil.
Yeah.
Have you had issues keeping them moist, or have you had some dry out, or because you have it on the dripper, you got them on a timer, and everything's good?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do, I would say one disadvantage of the raised bed would be water use. I mean, because the drainage is so good, you do end up needing a little bit more water. But on the other hand, the plants love the excellent drainage. Like, so they really thrive in that environment. So you end up getting more production, I think, with the, I mean, there's a lot of advantages too. There's, if you incorporate compost into native soil, I mean, there's, you can, actually most of our beds, vegetable beds in the back, and they're not in framed beds. They are raised up a little bit because we've added so much compost to them and mixed it in that case. But I mean, you can grow that way too. It and be almost, I think maybe there's a little bit more production in a raised bed is one of the advantages.
Is there a ratio, like just straight compost, or do you have like peat moss mixed in? Is there a ratio that you go by, or soil from the site?
I think the best mix would be 50% native topsoil, 50% compost. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's green waste compost. And I mean, each municipality might have a little bit different compost mix. Even the batches can be different. But, you know, you could go 60-40, or Utah soils in general are just really low in organic matter. Honestly, you could grow in 100% compost if you wanted to, if it didn't have the salt in it and you made sure it was good. But native soil also usually has a lot of good minerals in it, and there's a lot of good reasons. I know a lot of people that do raised beds that do soilless mixes or mix in peat moss, but I think we definitely prefer to do native soil and then green waste compost. And then, you know, I haven't done any too much research on it, but I think there's more life in the soil, like microorganism life and stuff with the compost in there. So that's how we do it usually.